No, I ain't too fond of being around animals. They're all right, but I mean, I just don't like to be too close to them. No, I don't do anything in the barn with them. Just get the cows in or things like that so he don't have to walk so much, that's all. So. And he always feeds the pigs unless he's sick, you know. I have done that when he was sick that time in bed there. I can feed the pigs, but I never fed the animals in the barn. I never been up in by the horses or anything. So.
So if you didn't live here on the farm, you wouldn't miss the animals.
No. It don't bother me when, you know, he kills them or anything, like it does him, so.
But it doesn't bother. Do you see it? Have you watched it out?
No, I haven't, you know, been right close where they are, but I mean, I don't think nothing of it, you know, when they kill him. But like with him, he don't like to have them killed. He gets used to them, you know. And he goes down there, goes and talks with them, so. But it don't bother me. I mean, so, 'cause I'm not as close to him as he is. So. No, he hates to have a cow or anything killed, you know. He knows with the pigs they gotta be, but when it comes to killing one of his cows or something like that, he don't even like to be around when they do it. So. But I don't know, I guess he wouldn't if it weren't a case that, you know, he had to, so. But it don't bother me, so. Oh, I hate, if you get have a dog or a cat, you know, something you get attached to them, I hate to see anything happen to them, but not, you know, the barn animals so much, so.
So have you moved away from, do you talk about moving away from here? What, selling land because the taxes are so high? Does that ever come up?
Oh yeah, Ken talks about it.
I'm not here when Richard's usually making these
Yeah.
jokes with Kenneth about
Oh,
taxes.
well, I don't know if he's mentioned it or not, but he talks about it, you know. He says if they go up any higher, you know, he might sell the whole thing. So.
What would he do then?
I don't know. They said he wouldn't be contented anywhere else because he's always lived here, so. And he can't, you know, get out and work a day. He ain't able to. So, as I said, it wouldn't be good anywhere else because if you live somewhere where you couldn't have a garden or anything like that, you know, you wouldn't have anything to do. So,
What about you if you moved away from here?
oh, I don't think it would bother me that much because, you know, I ain't been here that long, so. No, as I said, I like it here, but I would like to be where I could get out when I wanted to. I mean, now that you don't drive that much, that's the only thing, so. But I don't think it would bother me if we had to move, so. Because I'm not attached to it the way he is, so. I think it would bother him a lot if he had to, so.
Where would you move? And would you want to move back down to Sharon or White River?
No, not especially. Not White River especially, because they ain't that much, you know. No, and I don't think I'd like to live right in the city or town, you know. Just
Guy and Ken?
No.
Then how'd you get to marry her?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she wrote to me. Wrote to me. Yes, I didn't even know where she was or anything. And she wrote, and we kind of got together then.
Did you ever ask her why she stopped writing?
I don't know if she even knows. Maybe up on the front lines, maybe she didn't hear from me as regularly as she should have.
Were you writing to Guy at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to die at that time. She was just writing to me as a brother-in-law or something, you know.
Oh, they weren't love letters at that time.
No, no love letters. I don't think she got any love for me anyway.
Must have been good to get letters up there.
Yeah.
Who else wrote to you when you were overseas?
Oh, quite a lot of the neighbors, and my folks. And sometimes I used to get about 3 times as much mail as any other man in the service. I used to get a lot of letters.
Mrs. Howe, you said, wrote once in a while.
Huh?
Mrs. Howe in Tunbridge?
Yeah. Yeah, she wrote several times. And the ex-governor down here and his wife, they used to write regular.
So you told us the other night about how when you and Helen got married and nobody knew that you were going to get married. How long had you known? I mean, how long had you planned on getting married?
Oh, she took a club to me and made me marry her. So it wasn't very long, you know, because I was kind of scared of that club.
I mean, you didn't get married for so long.
Oh. Well, I got in my head, you know, I got to try everything once.
How come you didn't try it before?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty busy, I guess. Didn't find the right one, I guess.
He don't know since we got married whether he gets the right one.
Did you want to get married before? Or did you think you were a kid, did you?
No, not especially. Never thought much about it. I'm kind of a lone wolf, you know.
You believe in playing the field.
But did you get lonely up here?
No, never got lonely. No, lived here a good many years. I never got lonely. Always so much to do, you never had time to get lonesome.
What about late at night when you were watching those late movies on the TV set? Were you lonely then?
I usually got so tired I couldn't be lonely. Yeah, you sit up and watch them until they shut them off. I had an old-fashioned set, an Emerson set, come up from the city. You get 6 different stations.
Right here?
Yeah, come in just as clear as anything you ever see. And I had a hired man. He thought he was a TV expert or something, so he took his bite. He burned all my lights out, and he burned out my TV. He struck something he wasn't supposed to. But they weren't no use saying anything after he'd burned it up. Every light in the house, blowed every fuse that was in the house. He really hit something, all right.
That was the end of the Emerson?
That was the end of the Emerson.
How about kids, Kenneth? You like kids a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Seems like kids always take to you.
Yeah, I love kids.
Did you ever want to have any?
Yeah, I'd like to have about 10. No, I love kids. I do. Take a little bell down there. I wouldn't have to be around in about a couple of hours before she'd come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was down the store here one time. I never see the woman and the baby before. I was just starting to talk. She put up her hand, take daddy, take daddy. I never see the woman and the baby before. That woman looked so funny. I took a little kid, boy, she come right to me, you know, just so I'd always known her. I've never seen her since. I don't know who the person was or anything about it. But kids will always come to me.
Well, some people who like kids and who kids like as much as you do, you know, some people who like kids that much, they always figure they'll get married so they can have kids.
Yeah, kids would make the world.
What TV did you get after the Emerson? Was there a long time in between?
What is that big one in there? RCA? Yeah. RCA. That come out from New York City. I had that about 11 years, I guess.
That's a long time for a TV.
Yeah, and it was a corker, too. I still got it. It's an old big set. Take about 2 men to lug it off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a big, heavy one. And then my brother, he bought a Zenith secondhand, and that was a corker. It's better than the new ones you get today. That was a dandy. So I always thought if I bought a new one, I'd buy a Zenith. But a Zenith ain't any better than some of the others.
We have a Zenith, and it's awful.
Yeah. This one, how long we had this one? 2 years?
We'll be in December.
This has been a good set. $210. Yeah. Expensive set, but it's a good set.
The only thing with this set, it picks up everything.
Yeah. I always figured Lyde's family was a happy family. We used to fight some, but we was pretty happy most of the time.
That's why I wondered, since you came from such a large family, why you never decided to get married until for so long. You lived alone for so long.
Yeah, I'm kind of an independent old guy, you know. I don't know why. If I had to do over again, I would. I think earlier anybody gets married, the better. Especially if they're going to have children. I've got an older brother who lives over there in Lyme. See, he had 8. He got 3 boys and 5 girls. And today he's got almost 75 grandchildren. He got great grandchildren, 4 or 5. And there's a Hill Jr., and then there's another Hill, and another family, and his namesake's all the way down. He got so many, I have to stop and figure how many he's got. I think there's 76 or something like that, grandchildren, and 3 or 4 great grandchildren. And each family has got his oldest boy, I think, has 9. And then one of the girls has got 6, and the rest of them around 3 or 4 apiece.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people like grandchildren almost better than they do children.
I guess so. Yeah, anybody could think a lot. I don't know why a person don't like kids. There's something wrong with them. Overseas, I'd have anywhere on PX day, I'd have anywhere from 1 to 20. Those little Italian kids, you know, following along. They got practically all my PX, everything with cigarettes and the beer. They got all the cookies and the chocolates and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But boy, them kids would be right there waiting for me every PX day. And if I happened to see them in the town, you know, they'd all come over and catch hold of my hands and walk up the street with me. Make friends with kids anywhere.
Oh boy.
Homer. Yeah. Yeah. A couple of women come to the door and rap, and they want to know why they was. And I says, "What do you want to be anyway?" Oh, says, "We come from Prince Corners." And they give us the name, and I said, "You want some of the minister's tribe over there, are you?" I'm always kind of blunt, you know, minister's tribe. And yes, she was one of the minister's wives. The other one was a sister. Why, they was pretty damn near all bushed, you know. They'd been walking in the woods and they didn't know where they was. And so Arthur, he was there and he says, if you want me to, he says, I'll take you back over the car. Oh, they'd be tickled to have him. So he took him over. And a man came out of the house and Arthur said he was so mad. He said he looked like a mad dog and somebody been chasing sheep. And he said something to her, but he didn't say nothing to Arthur. But he wouldn't even acknowledge Arthur bringing him back or say hell do or nothing. Arthur says, when I get mixed up with any more ministers, he says it'll be a damn long day. And he was kind of jealous, I guess. And that old place below there, I see they've been breaking into that quite a lot. There used to be a lot of old wagons and stuff in one building. They've lugged the wagons off and the wheels. There's one set of axes left there. They took the wheels off, took the wheels and left the rest of it sitting there. And one old big barn is down.